This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
Many Catholic schools have been offering in-person learning this fall despite a recent spike in COVID-19 cases in Illinois. Their in-person approach has been closely watched by Chicago Public Schools officials, who are now planning to bring some students back in mid-January. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga checks to see how in-person instruction has been going in the Catholic schools.
Lydia Evangelista's daughter, Daniela, is a fourth grader at Our Lady of Charity in Cicero. She's been going to school in person since September.
She just thrives better at a school with the structure and the routine. I really wanted to kind of keep that for her.
The pandemic has meant a whole new routine for Evangelista and her daughter.
Before she leaves, obviously, I have to check her temperature, make sure she's good, and then I have to make sure she has a mask.
The teachers welcome students with hand sanitizer. They all try to stay 6 feet apart. It's not an ideal, but this is a better option for Evangelista, who's a single mother and works from home. When all schools first shut down in the spring, remote learning was tough on her and her daughter.
With mom all day, every day, you know, it's hard, you know, to just have that one person interaction every day.
Like many Catholic elementary schools, Our Lady of Charity has been following a school reopening plan laid out this summer by the Archdiocese of Chicago. There are 62,000 students in Archdiocese-run schools and independent Catholic schools. This plan, Archdiocese officials argue, is working well, despite having COVID-19 cases at some schools. This model, parts of which CPS plans to follow, includes cleaning protocols, contact tracing, and
keeping students in cohorts, which means the same students stay together every day, all day for their learning, and that they stay with the same teachers.
Justin Lombardo chairs the Archdiocese COVID-19 Task Force. Lombardo and some experts say schools aren't often hotspots for COVID-19 transmission.
They are from familial transmission and congregate setting or social gatherings outside of school that the infections are happening.
He says the number of cases in the schools are low, but they don't track them. Some experts say while transmission during school is rare, the data is also incomplete. As COVID-19 positivity rates increase, many Catholic school teachers say they've been showing up to class stressed and anxious.
My classroom, for instance, is really small, so the students aren't 6 feet apart, but they are apart.
This math teacher works at a school on Chicago's northwest side. She asked us not to use her name out of fear of losing her job. She says they get gloves, masks, but still, she and other teachers feel like there isn't enough being done to protect them.
There were some days where the floor wasn't cleaned, and so the classroom wasn't cleaned, and it's frustrating and stressful, and I know that they've been trying to check in on that a lot more now, but again, I don't know.
This math teacher is simultaneously doing in-person and remote instruction. Overall, she says, school officials act quickly when there is a confirmed infection. They send people home right away, but
so for the most part, it's more about mental health and just having so much more added to my plate that has been a huge struggle.
She stopped seeing her parents and friends out of fear of bringing the virus to them. Now with the colder months, schools won't be able to keep windows open. Teachers worry it won't be long before infections in school buildings increase.
It is hard for them to stay away from each other, especially when they're playing like a video game on their computer before school starts. The pandemic is still real. It's still happening.
Some independent Catholic schools are already going remote before the holidays. Archdiocese-run schools will go remote for 2 weeks after the Christmas break. CPS says with a strong mitigation plan, its schools can also reopen safely. But since March, CPS says more than 400 people with COVID-19 have been in school buildings. Only a small number of staff are working in person. Lombardo didn't have advice for CPS. He says the school district has a completely different system. But The Catholic school math teacher had more to say.
Listen to the teachers, because we are the ones who are directly affected. We are the ones who are in the classrooms, who are being exposed. It feels like a lot of us aren't being heard.
Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.